story are we going to hear this morning, Aunt Sally?
Well, I've chosen Rumpelstiltskin. If I can just get my bonnet away from Foxtail. Come here, you silly old cat. I need my bonnet so I can remember the story. Oh, okay, Foxtail, you sit on my lap. It'll be a softer place for you to curl up in anyway. Just let me get my bonnet on. That's it. Now I can begin. Imagine we are flying, flying above the clouds, back, back in time. As we look down, the clouds part and we see a castle surrounded by green countryside. We are flying lower now. There's a river flowing through the countryside. Now we can see carts pulled by donkeys rattling up a dirt road to a house on the river. The house has a large water wheel turning with the flow of the river. It's a mill where wheat is ground into flour. Then we notice that the carts standing in line in front of the mill are loaded with large sacks, lumpy with grain, and the ones leaving from the side of the mill are laden with smooth sacks full of flour. Our story is about the man who runs this mill, the miller and his daughter. Once upon a time, a miller had a very beautiful daughter. Now it happened one day that he had an audience with the king. An audience is like a meeting. And in order to appear a person of some importance, he told the king that he had a daughter who could spin straw into gold.
What? Spin straw into gold? Now that's a talent worth having. If your daughter is clever as you say, bring her to my palace tomorrow and I'll put her to the test. Good morning, fair maiden. Here's your room full of straw, a spinning wheel, and a spindle. Now, you may begin work immediately, but if you haven't spun straw into gold by tomorrow morning, you'll die.
Oh, my! What in the world am I to do? I haven't the least idea how to spin straw into gold. Oh, dear, oh, dear!
Good evening, Miss Millmaid. Why are you crying so bitterly?
Oh, little man, where did you come from?
No matter. What matters is that you are crying.
Oh yes, I was. I have to spin all this straw into gold, and I haven't a notion how it's done. But if I don't, the king will kill me.
What will you give me if I spin it for you?
Can you? Will you?
Yes, but what will you give me?
Why, the most precious thing I own, my necklace.
A necklace? A necklace? Well, give it to me then.
Well, and here's the spinning wheel.
Yes, just move aside.
Then the little man sat himself down at the wheel, and whirr, whirr, the wheel went around three times, and the bobbin was full. Then he put on another, and whirr, 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 the wheel went around three times, and the second was full, too. And so it went on until the morning, when all the straw was spun away and all the bobbins were full of gold.
Your Highness.
Well, Miller Maid, you've been very busy, very busy. This is very fine gold. I must have more. Come, another room awaits you.
The king put the miller's daughter into another room full of straw, much bigger than the first.
Oh, no, there's so much straw.
Yes, and if you value your life, spin it all into gold before tomorrow's sun comes through this window. I'll see you then, my maid.
Oh, what will I do? What will I do?
What will you give me if I spin it for you again, fair maiden?
Oh, thank goodness. I'll give you the ring from my finger, and many thanks.
Keep your thanks, but give me the ring. Now stand aside.
The little man took the ring and whirr, whirr, round went the spinning wheel. And when morning broke, he had spun all the straw into glittering gold.
Good morning, Miller Maid. Ah, it is the magic of the morning sun, or is this straw really spun into pure gold? She's done it again. Three's a charm and none's the harm to me. Come, Miller Maid, one final room awaits thee.
Oh, dear, it's the biggest by far.
Yes, but the reward is great. If you spin all this gold tonight, you shall become my wife. She's only a miller's daughter, it's true, but I couldn't find a richer wife if I were to search the whole world over. Good night, Miller Maid. Tomorrow you may be queen.
Good night, Your Highness. Oh, little man, where are you?
Well, what'll you give me if I spin the straw for you one more time?
I've nothing more to give.
Then promise me, when you are queen, to give me your first child.
Who knows what will happen before that? Well, besides, what else can I do? All right, I promise to give you my first child. Now please start. There's so much to do tonight.
Never fear, little maid.
When the king came in the morning and found everything as he demanded and desired, he immediately made the miller's daughter his wife and queen. When a year had passed, a beautiful son was born to her. She thought no more of the little man until all of a sudden, one day, he stepped into her room.
Now, give me what you promised.
It's you, but surely you wouldn't take my son away. I'll give you 50 sacks of gold, 500 diamonds, rings for your fingers and toes if you'll only let me keep my baby.
I don't want your diamonds and gold nor your rings. A child is more precious than all the treasures in the world.
Oh, no, no, not my dear baby. Oh, you can't. You wouldn't.
Now, I am not cruel or unjust. I will give you a chance to keep your child. If you can guess my name in 3 days' time, you may keep your baby.
The queen didn't sleep that night for thinking of all the names she had ever heard. She sent a messenger throughout the land to gather names. The next day, the little man came.
Can you guess my name?
Let me see. Is it Casper?
That's not my name.
Well, is it Melchior?
No.
How about Belshazzar?
No.
And so it went. Not one of the names fit the little man. The next day, the queen sent the messenger throughout the land, gathering the most uncommon and extraordinary names he could find. When the little man came again, the queen's list sounded like this.
Is your name, perhaps, Sheepshank?
That's not my name.
Well, how about Crookshank?
That's not it.
Spindleshank?
No.
Now the queen was getting worried. She had only one more chance to guess this strange little man's name.
Messenger, I hope you have a long list for me today. It's my last chance.
Your Highness, I'm sorry, but my list is sorrowfully short. I wasn't able to find any new names, but as I came upon a high hill around the corner of the wood where the foxes and hares bid each other good night, I saw a little house. In front of the house burned a fire, and round the fire sprang the most grotesque little man, hopping on one leg and crying, "Tomorrow I brew, today I bake, and then the child away I'll take. For little knows the queen my fame, that Rumpelstiltskin is my name."
Messenger, you've done it. You've discovered his name. My child is saved. Oh, thank you.
Now, my lady queen, what's my name?
Is your name Conrad?
No.
Is your name Harry?
No.
Well, is your name perhaps Rumpelstiltskin?
What? What? Some demon has told you that. Some demon has told you that.
His anger, it made him stamp his feet so hard, he's gone through the floor. Oh, what a dreadful smell comes from the hole. Oh, and flame, oh, I can't look. Oh, thank God, all is quiet. He's gone, never to return, and my dear baby is safe.
What a strange little man!